Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. I'm Ginger. Hanoch isn't on the call yet.
Good evening.
Can you hear me? Hi there.
Yes, Min.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying Liana Pacoa.
Good evening.
I'm a Pacoa. Gedula Chimin Sa Ta Ti Se. Alphabet Gimel Yutaf Sadi. Barbelinat Amcha Sagbenu Asarein No Ra Ufrey Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dor Sheyrud Ha Givavat Sham Reim Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Tav Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tami Dam Reim Betet Reish Tzadi Tav Gimel Chasim Kadosh Virol Tuvcha Na'eh Adata Tet Kuf Pet Tet Nunayan Yachid Ge'eh Pamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Hey Zion Kuf. The letters of the month of Sivan, the Reish that created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury, and the Zion that created the constellation Tumim, the twins, the astrological sign of Gemini. Together, the Reish and the Zion spell the Hebrew word Raz, which means secret, which means concealment. The gematria of Raz is 207. The same as the gematria of the Hebrew word for light, or the same as the phrase Adon Olam, master of the universe. The same as the phrase En Sof, the endless world. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati akatenu yodea dalumot shinkufav tadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we are going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation. We will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum Vechanun. Erech Apaim Berav Chesed Ve'emet. Notzer Chesed La'alafim. Naseawon Wafesha. Vechata'av Ve'nakei. Now we are going to connect to the energy of the year 5777. That energy is the year of the goat. There are two verses that we will be connecting to through our study. The first is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. And we will start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkin Te Bichilu. Urchimud, Hilud, Hilu, Urchimud. Le'atya L'shem Yud He Bevav He. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Le'ino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananeihu. The first verse that we will study is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. The first letters of these five words can be parsed into three Hebrew letters. Tzatz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. The final letters of those five words can be permutated into two Hebrew words, Bir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that we study is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. In this verse, the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, is concealed. The letters of the name of the verse are separated by seven other letters. Each. Kim ba Adonai Yohe Wahe Elohechem Tadibaku Asher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. We're now going to study the energy of the year 5776, which is known as the year of the pause. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka Kohanim ha'yu limat v'lo yachlu lehashi et kol ha'olot v'yehaskum achechem alevim. Ad kelo tam lacha v'ad yitkachu ha-kohanim ki ha-levim yishrei levav le-yitkadesh me-ha-kohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters of these 25 words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei, La Lahei, Wah Wah Wah, Yola Yo Ala Mei, Hey Hey Hey, Aka Ah, Reka Ha. The second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba Adonai Yohe Wahe Ade Ad Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohe Wahe Tzur Olamim. Now for the year 5775, the year that has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. And the first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kamalo Ishemi Meni Lo Tarpeni Ad Bili Ruki. The second verse that we study is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru Udu Mikol Hamachavoi Asher Yitchabe Sham Wishavtem Eli El Nahon Wehalachti Yitchem Wechayim Yeshno Baretz Vihipasti O Tobetol Alfe Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. And the year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East, there is only one verse that connects to this energy. It is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'amil Yisrael untati v'shakan takta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God in the new way. Not really the new way, but it is a new way that we've been doing. So please scan the first four rows of the 72 names of God. And on the fifth row, we will verbalize the names of the letters utilizing their root vowels. Scan the first four verses, please. Yo-hei-wa la-hei-hei ka-wa-ko me-nu-da anu-yo-hei-a-me re-hei-a yo-yo-za. And please continue scanning the balance of the rows. And now we will scan the 72 names from the Tzaddikim in the same manner. Please scan the first four rows. And the fifth row. Yo, yo, wa, la, he, he, ta, a, ko, me, nu, da. Anu yo ke wa me re he ya yo he za. And please complete the scanning. And we will connect to the Tzaddikim who left this day, the 22nd day of Sivan, Rabbi Isamar Rosenbaum, Rabbi Shlomo Erdit, and Eliyahu Bechor Chazan. And since we do not have a class tomorrow night, we will also connect to the Tzaddikim who left on the 23rd, Rabbi Yaakov Polak of Lublin, Rabbi Raphael Tzimach ben Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel Tzvi Kowalski, Rabbi Yehuda Assad, Rabbi Yaakov Yitzhak of Balondov, Rabbi Yaakov Yitzhak. There's a very nice story about Rabbi Yaakov Yitzhak. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say it in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class. You can find the Zohar handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The first row, the right-hand column, when that link opens up, it lists all of the parashas of the year. So scroll down to the parasha of Shlach Lecha. When you open up that page by clicking on the link, please scroll to section 11. And we will begin our Zohar study with verse 83. Also, please, we probably will complete our Zohar study with section 12. Rabbi Acha v'Rabbi Yoseh Amre Zakainun Yisrael Ma'amin Akom de'alma Dekucha Berichu Itre'e Behu Beit Kanai Behu Beit Par Behu De'alma Lavre Ela beginechon, de Israel de Estad lon, beoraita begin de chad, bechad it kashran, be Israel etata, behai alma inun kiyuma, dileya bekiyuma. Bekol she'ar amin, amatai be'izman, be'avdei re'uta, be'marechom. The translation, and now I pray you, let the power of Hashem be great. Rabbi Acha and Rabbi Yossi say, praised are Israel over all the nations in the world, that the Holy One, blessed be He, favored them, called them by His name, and was glorified in them. The world was only created for the sake of Israel, so they could study the Torah, since one is united with one, meaning Zeranpin and Malchut. Israel below in this world are His existence, since through their good deeds they elevate Mayim Nukvim, female waters, for their union. They maintain all the nations, meaning they exist due to the sake of Israel. When is this? It is when they do their master's will. My commentary. The verse is clear as it is written. We learn a spiritual law. Actions below elevate sparks of feminine light, which unifies with the spiritual level. This is not a metaphor. It is actual reality. Pasuk 84. Tachatze kadbira gucha berichu barnash be'alma adkin le'ya kegavna Ila Avyahav Leya Leya Betuk Paya Bem Saita Pegufa de Taman Sharya Liba Behutukpa Bekogufa Umi Taman Itzan Kol Gufa Behaliba Achid Itakaf Batar Ila'a Dilela Dehihu Moha Derisha Ishari Beala Bedait Keshar Beda. The translation. Come and see. When the Holy One, blessed be He, created man in the world, He prepared him in the likeness of the above. He gave him strength and power in the midst of his body, where the heart lies, which is the strength of the entire body. From there, the entire body is sustained, and the heart is attached and strengthened in the high area above, which is the brain, in the head that rests above, and one is connected to the other. My commentary. We learn from this pasuk hints to the relationship between the heart and the brain. Did you ever ask why doctors declare someone dead due to brain death and not heart death? The answer is in this pasuk. Pasuk 85. Uvgavna dida itkin kuchabarihu alma ve'aved le'ya ad gufa ve'itkin shayfe digufa tzicharaneya dilva ulva shari bim emsaitya. The call gufa, the call inun, shaifin itzenu, la beatalyan, behahu liba, itkishar bimachahu, libadehu. Tukpa Vikola Vikivi Eat Adchad Vimulcha Ilam A Vishar Yaleila. The translation. In a similar pattern, the Holy One, blessed be He, has prepared the world. He made it one body, and He assembled the body organs around the heart. The heart in the center of the whole body, and all the organs take their nourishment from that heart that provides the strength of them. Everything is dependent on it, and that heart is connected and united to the high brain that rests above, as was explained before. My commentary. As the Zohar explains elsewhere, Israel is the heart of the world, and the other nations surround the heart. Which nation do you think is the brain of the world? That's the end of section 11. Are there any questions? Before I start section 12, to give you a chance to open it up, we are going to be starting at Pasuk 86. I want to mention that this coming week, I expect that our mini Zohar class for the Sefer Bereshit, for the Book of Bereshit, for the Genesis, the Parsha of Genesis, we will complete the whole Zohar that we have done verse by verse in a deep level, by asking questions, by commenting, by working together as Chavruta should work. Even though it wasn't one-on-one, it was very similar in that people were encouraged to speak whatever they wished to speak about, whatever the verse, particular verse we were studying meant to them, or brought forth from their images, from their inner essences. It's a very powerful method of study. But now that we've finished Bereshit, we have one of three choices to follow. One is we can continue parasha by parasha and just move on to the parasha of Noah. Or we can study the building of the Mishkan, which is a way of studying the creation, since the Mishkan is built as a structure, as a method, as a blueprint for the creation. Or we can study healing from the parasha of Pinchas. I'm offering and I'm suggesting and I'm hoping that people will vote. Right now we have a number of votes for Pinchas, for the healing idea. But these other methods are just as serious and just as worthwhile. So if you would like to study anything other than Pinchas, feel free to express your vote. And we will be following the pattern that has been voted. Verse 86 of section 12.
Hanukkah.
Yes?
If you do the building of the Mishkan, are you going to start over, or are you going to start where we left off when we were studying it before?
We'll start with verse 1 of each section, wherever we start.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Because there's a significant difference between the way we study the verses on Thursday and Saturday evenings and the way we study the mini Zohar. We do a whole section in our studies on Thursday nights in Motzi Shabbat. We do that kind of study for a different reason than we do the mini Zohar studies, which are very deep. Tachate kadbara kucha barifu alma Ashra leyama diok yanus v'aschar kol yeshuva v'alma v'yeshuva v'kol shavim omin kol aschar leyerushalayim v'yerushalayim v'emsaita v'kol yeshuva Sharya vehiyo ashara v'har habayit v'har habayit ishar v'as rut v'Yisrael v'inun azarot zaharan lelishkach Agazit Kudataman Sanhedre Gidula Yatim Vitaninan Leat Yeshiva Biazra Elalamilke Bait David Bilkodairu. The translation. Come and see. When the Holy One, blessed be He, created the world, He installed the ocean that surrounds the whole inhabitable world and the settlement of all 70 nations surrounding Jerusalem. Jerusalem is situated in the center of all the settled area, and it surrounds the Temple Mount. The Temple Mount surrounds all the temple courts of Israel, and these temple courts encircle the temple treasuries for congregational sacrifices, meaning to say in terms of importance, which compartments also include the seat of the High Court of the Sanhedrin. We have learned that there were no seating privileges in these temple courts, with the exception made to the kings of the house of David. In spite of all these, they surrounded the temple treasuries, where the seat of the Sanhedrin abides, and he counts here seven aspects, one more important than the one before, in parallel with the seven Sephirot. My commentary. Rabbi Ashlag's comments help to give perspective on this pasuk. The question is, why would the temple treasuries be a separation between the temple courts and the Sanhedrin? Maybe the temple courts are areas, not courts of justice. What do you think? Pasuk 87. Velishkat hagazit askar lemizbeach v'chamizbeach askar lebeit ha'olam v'ha'olam l'heikal v'heikal lebeit kodesh ha'kadashim l'taman Shekina Sharya Vekaporat Ukruvim Vearon Vehaka Uliba Vekolara Vealma Umihaka Itzanu Kolinun Atre Diyeshuva Teinun Shai pe de gufa ulba da'at zan Mimotcha de raisha Vit achid da beda Ahidikti machon Veshivticha Paalta Hashem Kegavna dale ela Le'ela ve'ihu Biraza Bimalka ila'a Biraza yakira Satima'a. The translation. The temple treasuries for congregational sacrifices surround the altar, and the altar area surrounds the front entrance hall. That hall surrounds the sanctuary, and the sanctuary, the Holy of Holies, wherein are found the Shekhinah and the Ark cover, and the cherubs and the Ark. Here is the heart of the land and the world. From here, all the settled areas, which are the organs of his body, meaning of the world, get their nourishment. This heart, which is the Shekhinah, gets its nourishment from the brain in the head, which is Malchut of Atzilut, and they unite with each other. This is what is written in the sanctuary. Hashem, which your hands have established. It is similar to this high above in the world of Atzilut. And the heart is in the secret of the Supernal King, which is Zeranpin. The brain above is in the secret of the brain, the precious and concealed, meaning the concealed brain of Arishanpin, from which Zeranpin, the secret of the heart, receives through Abba and Ima. My commentary. Pasuk 86 is describing the hierarchy in the physical world, while Pasuk 87 is describing the hierarchy of the spiritual world. As a student of Kabbalah, did you ask, where are the worlds of Yetzirah and Bria? Pasuk 88. Yama'ila l'kabelda Seit yama leila min yama v'yama min yama Tachatze nechar dinur Aschar lekama Mashiryan mikabeleya Shavin sitrin kilifin Mishpea telikin Beinun saharan Leinun shamashe Dilgo minaihu Leinun seharin Learbaratikin Leinun saharan Lehahio Karta dikidi kadisha darvia ali alaihu. The translation. The upper sea, which is Malchut Devatzilut, corresponds to that. It also contains the same mentioned three aspects in its chariot, which are the aspect of the body organs, the heart in their center, from which the body organs receive, and the brain in the head, from which the heart receives. There is a sea above the sea of the world, meaning to say, just like there is a sea in this world, so there is above in Atzilut a sea, which is Malchut. There is also a sea from the sea. There is additionally even a higher sea above the high sea, that is Malchut, since Bina is also called sea. Now the Zohar explains the chariot of Malchut in its three aspects, each aspect including several aspects. And he says, come and see. The Dinur River, literally the river of fire, surrounds several camps of angels. Across from it emerge 70 aspects of angels, inscribed with 7 torches, which are 7 sephirot. Chesed Gevura Tiferet, Netzach Hod Yesod and Malchut, of the flame of Gevura, where each one is comprised of 10 that guard the Shekhinah. They encircle those who serve on the interior of them, and they surround the 4 chariots, which are the secret of the 4 angels, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael, where each one is comprised of 3 that carry Malchut. And up to here is the aspect of the body and the exterior aspect of Malchut. They encircle this holy city that reclines over them, which is Malchut of Atzilut. That is the secret of the heart in them, except that she too splits up to several aspects, as he continues on to say. And my commentary. This pasuk is explaining the hierarchy of the 3 worlds of Asiya, Yetzirah, and Bria. Pasuk 89.
Vatana taman azarot digoy meara azarot velet yeshiva beazara vataman elal malchechom devet David bilcho daihu vataman mishtache Beyadve v'sacha nedre Gedola mishtache
Taman Belishkat, Belishkat, Hagazit Behahu, Beidina Alaihu, Dim Shamesh, Beatar Dim Shamesh, Bedina It Yahiv, Mitaman Dekyadishin, Elyonin Admata, Beatar Dikre Kodesh Hakadashim, Deveya Kola, Betamanu, Libasharyayo, Bedaitan Min Mocha, Dilela, Beitahid, Dabeda. The translation. Now he explains that Malchut herself is divided up into several aspects, and just the innermost part, that is the heart, receives from the brain, which is there unpinned. And he says, we learn that there in Malchut, there are temple courts within temple courts. There is no seating in that court except for the kings of the house of David that reside and sit there, meaning to say that the kings of the house of David are attached to it. The high court of the Sanhedrin is located in the treasury chambers, and the courthouse above them that serves that place, meaning to say that they are serving Malchut exclusively, and nothing of them is carried further down for the lower grades. Judgment is carried from there to the uppermost holy, meaning to say that the judgments in there that flow down over the heads of the wicked alone are conceivable to the most holy in the secret meaning of what is written, and they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of men, until it reaches the area considered the Holy of Holies, which is the innermost interior of Malchut. That is Yesod of her greatness, in which everything exists. The heart lies there, that is, the one which is nourished from the upper brain, which is there unpinned, and they unite with each other. Excuse me. My commentary. Rabbi Ashlag is explaining the hierarchy of Malchut and how it unites with Zeron Pin. Pasuk 90. Kegavna da le'ela le'ela ve'ihu beraza ve'malka ila'a beraza ya'yera. Setima ad ishtekach v'kola itzan mimocha ila'a Tatima adekola vekadista klun mili kola itkeshar dabeda bedabeda. The translation. He returns to the matters mentioned and defines them more thoroughly in a. It is similar to up above in Atzilut, and this, the heart, accords with the secret meaning of the supernal king, that is there on pin, and the brain and the secret of the precious concealed brain of Arishan pin, from which there on pin receives through Abba and Ima. Consequently, everything is nourished from the higher brain of Arishan pin, that is hidden from everything. When attention is paid to these matters, it is apparent that all things are connected to each other. my commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, everything becomes clear in the pasuk. All things and all worlds are unified. Pasuk 91. Tachat se kadan hir atika satima umocha umocha anir laliba vederech noam Hashem vehaukim na vedahu koach Hashem ahu cheladiate me atika Kadisha Satima Dikol Satimin Gigdilna Deitrebe Viske Leila Vileila Veit Nagid Veit Meshach Letata Kasher Tibarta Kimadiuk Muha Lemor tlemele la mehaka kol darim batrain lealam ulalme almim lemor lememar ledabishata piakta lememar dabishata darvav Umay, who Hashem erech apayim, we go mer behauk bichim namile. The translation. Come and see, when the concealed atika, that is the concealed brain of Arikan Pin, shines in the brain, that is Abba, then the brain illuminates the heart, that is Zeranpin, in the pleasant path of Hashem. That is through Bina called the pleasantness of Hashem. We have explained that this is the power of Hashem, meaning that power flows from Atika Kadisha, who is the most concealed. Be great means that it will grow and increase high above, and flow and run down according to you, according as you have spoken, as is as was explained, that he is long suffering both to the just and the wicked, saying, meaning that the later generation should take lessons from this forever, and meaning that they should mention this in times of trouble, and say it in times of abundance. Say what? That is, Hashem is long-suffering, and we have already defined these things. My commentary is to remind you that long-suffering is one of the 13 attributes of mercy, which is one of the reasons that I included the 13 attributes in mercy in our Anna Bekoach ritual. Verse 92. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak Emet Amai Salik Mikan Amar Rabbi Chiyayo Inun Garmu Leya Veistalik Meikan Deha Beshikru Biberu garmaihu behahu mida debarnash modeid ba modeidin leya vekein shear achare istalaku bilayakil moshe lemeim reina begin deinun Garmu salchati kid barecha mamash vehaitaru kavrayayo V'ha'itmar. The translation? Rabbi Yitzhak said, why is truth missing here? Meaning that an abundant in love and truth is not mentioned here, as it is mentioned in the 13 measures in the portion of Tisa. Rabbi Chia said, the spies caused it to be removed from here. Hashem and truth, since they carried on with deception and with the same measure that a person measures. He is measured from above. Likewise, the other measures were gone so that Moses could not mention them, since we find here only 9 measures of compassion and not 13. And this was brought about by the spies. I have pardoned according to your word. Means actually your word. This was already commented on by the friends, and we have learned it. My commentary. The missing 4 attributes went where? And how do we recover them? Teshuvah. What if our soul is not from the chain of souls of the spies? Then long suffering will manifest all of the attributes. That's the end of the section. The end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? Classes. No class tomorrow evening. Saturday evening, Motzi Shabbat, 6:00, we will do a Abdallah community ritual. At 7:00, we will have a Zohar class. Sunday morning at 10:30, we will continue our study of the land of Israel through the book, The Goodness of the Land of Israel. And at 3:00, we will continue our study of the Lashon Hara, learning how to speak positively, learning how to do things properly. Monday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7:00, we will continue with Rabbi Ashlag's introduction to the Book of the Zohar. Tuesday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7:00, we will have a Tikkuni Zohar class. Wednesday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7:00, we will have our questions and answers session. Thursday at 4:30, we will have an advanced reincarnation class, followed by our Zohar class at 7:00. All times are West Coast times. So I bid shalom to all, unless there are questions.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
So did you say Saturday night's class is 6:00?
That's West Coast time, yes.
So it's 9:00.
It's 9:00 Eastern time, and that is a Havdalah ritual to strengthen the immune system. We do a meal and a Havdalah together. The Zohar class will be at 7:00, which is 10:00 Eastern.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I bid all Shabbat Shalom. I wish you a wonderful Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom to all.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.